Okay, Zayin Amud Aleph today. We are holding at the very top of Zayin Amud Aleph, I think. So, yeah? So we're going to do a lot of different statements of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi today. We're actually going to have five different statements of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi that around which the entire Amud revolves. So says Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Mispalo. Whoa, it's jarring right at the beginning. How do we know that Hashem davens? That's quite shocking that Hashem davens. No, Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and Ben's going to sing it for us. Oh, this isn't. No, don't really sing it. This is an Amud Yomi coincidence for us, right? We started Slichos. V'aviosim al arkachi v'simachtim beveis tfilasi. Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say beveis tfilasam, where they daven tfilasam lo nemar ela tfilasi. So you see from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself davens. So now we know that he davens, that's Chiddush number one. But now says the Gemara, my matzli, what does he daven? You know, who does he daven to? And what does he ask for? And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need anything? So Amar Rav Zucha Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, what he says is as follows. Yehi ratzon milfanai, he davens to himself. May it be my will, sheyichbishu rachamias kasi, that my own rachamim should overcome my anger, v'yogolu rachamei al midosai, and let my rachamim overpower all my other midos, v'esnaigim banai b'midos rachamim, and I should act toward my children with mercy, v'ekonis lehem lifnim mishur asadid, and I should behave toward them beyond the letter of the law. I should be extra kind to them. Tanya, Amr Bishmol ben Elisha. Bishmol ben Elisha tells us in the Brisa, and this was a song as well, although I don't think Ben can perform this one. Pam achas nichnasti lahakdir ktoris lefnai v'lefnim. You know this song? One time I went to be makdir ktoris, I think it was Avram Fried. One time I went to be makdir ktoris lefnai v'lefnim, in the innermost chambers. V'ri'isi akasriel ka Hashem tzavakos, she yoshe valkisei ram v'nisa. And I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his throne, high and mighty. What is the image of Hashem sitting on his throne, high and mighty? Where in Navi does that image appear? That is in Sefer Yeshayahu and Sefer Yecheskel. It's what we call the Maisa Merkava. It's the holiest Nevuah that we have in all of Nevi'im. It's one of the only two things that Chazal tell us we shouldn't focus too much on because we're never going to understand it. There's Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. So we can't fathom what it means. But he says, I saw it. I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu sitting on his throne. Ram v'nisa. Va'amr li, and he said, Yishmael b'ni barcheni. He said, Yishmael, my son, I want you to bless me. Amarti lo, so I said to him, Yihi ratzon milfanecha, sheyich b'shu rachamecha es kascha, that it may be your will, that your rachamim should overpower your anger, v'yagolu rachamecha al midosecha, and let your rachamim be the dominant midah that you express, v'tisnaigim banecha b'midas harachamim, exactly Hashem's tefillah. You should behave with your children with midas harachamim, v'tikonis lahem lefnim mishur asadid. And you should behave toward them, go beyond the letter of the law in your mercy to them. And he shook his head toward me. This is the second time we had Hashem shaking his head already at this point in Maseches Brachos, who's been chazring, and then more chazara. So who's been, who remembers the other shaking the head? Good, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that we say Yehei Shmei Gadol Mevorah. So right, good. So excellent. Tav Gimel Amud Aleph. So anyway, Kamash Milan, and what we see from this whole story is Shalotei Birchas Hadyot Kala Be'enecha, that the bracha of a simple person should not be light in your eyes. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha is certainly no lightweight, but Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu he is. Meaning, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need brachos from people. So even when you have someone who's of a lower stature, Hadyot, Rav Shachter always likes to point out, is the same etymology as the word idiot. But idiot doesn't really mean the way we use it. It means like a simple person, someone who has nothing special about him, like a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. It doesn't mean that all Kohanim and that are not Kohanim Gadolim are fools. That's not what idiot means. It means that they're regular Kohanim, as opposed to superior Kohanim, as opposed to like a Kohen Gadol. So even the bracha of a Hedyot, one has to take very seriously. So main point number one, God davens for himself and asks, God davens for himself to have rachamim, and asks for a bracha along the same lines. asks for a bracha from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha along the same lines. By the way, Anen Eli Barosho, Rashi comments, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being moda to the bracha. That's Hashem's Amen. So in this context, Anen Eli Barosho is so you wonder if you could attach that to the other context, that when you say Heishmei Rabba Mevorach, that maybe he's Nena Barosho, he's answering Amen. Especially if you understand Yehishmei Rabba Mevorach is saying that one day the shame will be Shalem again, the shame will be complete again, and which means that we'll have a Geula. Hashem is answering Amen to the Geula. Okay, that was statement number one of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Statement number two of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shem Ratzon Aladim Mishas Kaiso. Ooh, another Amid Yomi coincidence. This is the time of year where a person has to be Meratza other people. You have to go out of your way to try to make up with them and try to be kind and try to get them to forgive you for anything you may have done wrong to them. Don't do it right when they're angry. Don't do it when they're still angry. That when my face leaves, when my angry face goes away, that's when we'll be able to make amends. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem was telling Moshe, Hamtein li ad sheyavru panim shel zaham vaniach lach. That wait for me for my angry face to go away, and then I'll be more receptive. Umi ikaritcha kame dukutcha bruchu. What? Hashem has an angry face? Is that true that Hashem gets angry? Is there ever a time that God gets angry? Says Gemara, yes. It's a very short amount of time, but there is a time that God gets angry. In Titania, v'kel zo'im b'chol yom. Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama za'amo. For how long does he get angry? Rega. For a unit of time called a rega. What does rega mean? Very good. What? So rega means, we'll see, v'kama rega. How much is a rega? It's not a minute, it's not an hour, it's not a second. It is echad mechameshas ribo u'shmona salafim u'shmona meos u'shmona m'shmona b'sha'a. Anyone know how to do Aramaic numbers? That is one, if you were to divide an hour into 58,888 parts, so one part of 58,888, which Meir will tell us in a second, is what? Is how long in terms of seconds? Oh, come on. It's not anything. Vizuhi rega. That is a rega. And no one is able to know exactly when that rega is except for Bila Marasha. It says about Bila Marasha, V'yodea das elyon. He knows the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what? He knows the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashta das behemta lo aviyada. He can't even figure out his own animal. And das elyon aviyada. He's going to know what's going on in the highest world. He knows what's going on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he had this knowledge of when that moment was. That's all it was. It wasn't a deeper insight than that. And that's what the Navi tells the Jewish people. Ami zecharna mayat balak melech Moav v'gomer. My leman das tzidkos Hashem. What does it mean? Leman das tzidkos Hashem. Amlam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling the Jewish people, "Du'u kamet tzidkos asisi imachem." You should know how many great righteous things I did with you in the time of Balak and Bilam. You're not even aware of what happened. Klal Yisrael wasn't aware of any of it. The whole Parshas Balak. It's the most remarkable thing. It's this massive existential threat to the Jewish people. And we don't even know that it's happening because it's not happening around us. There's this whole conversation going on outside of the Jewish camp. Right? The last pasuk in the Haftarah of Parshas Balak is Atznei Alecha Simashem Alekecha. Sometimes Hashem does things in a very tzenua way. That Hashem does things in a way we don't even recognize it. We don't even realize what He's doing. So He says, "You should realize. You should know how many tzedakos I did with you." Shelo kaasti bimei Bilam Arasha. That during the time Bilam Arasha wanted to curse you, I never got angry. I skipped my moment of anger. Sheilmali kaasti. If only I would have gotten angry. Sometimes ilmali means if not. Sometimes it means if yes. Over here it means if yes. If I would have yes gotten angry and during that time lo nishtayir misoneim shel Yisrael sardu palit. Nothing would have remained of the Jewish people. You would have been completely wiped out because Bilam would have been able to curse you. And that's what Bilam said to Balak. He said, "What do you want me to curse? Hashem's not cursing. What do you want me to express anger? Hashem's not expressing anger." That teaches us that all of those days Hashem was not being zaim, was not getting angry. The kama zaamo, how long is the zaam? Rega, for a rega. The kama rega, how long is the rega? So now the Gemara quantifies it differently. Amar Rav Yavin, Vitam Rav Yavin, rega kimeimrei. The amount of time that it takes to say rega, that's how long the anger lasts for. So Tosos asks the obvious question, what kind of curse could he have given if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets angry for the amount of time that it takes to say rega, a three-letter word? How can you issue an entire curse and express an entire curse in the amount of time that it takes to say three letters? So Tosos asks that question. Tomer, maha yachalomer b'shas rega. So Tosos has two answers. Yesh lomar kalem. You could say another three-letter word that means wipe them out entirely, to totally obliterate them, because the Hebrew language has a way of condensing things in a way that English we can't. So if in English it's a whole sentence, but in Hebrew it's three letters. Chaleim. Inami ma'achar shoyim maschil kilasa bosasha hayim mazikafil la'achar kein. So it says, or maybe you don't have to get the whole curse in that three-letter time span. Maybe you just have to start the curse then, and then you could keep on going for a long time afterwards. But there's a discussion in Poskim whether we say this about other things as well. You have to daven mincha before shkia. Can you start mincha before shkia and then continue to daven after? As long as when you start, it's okay. We paskin no, but some poskim want to say yes based on this. So says Gemara further now. Minolan de rega ratach. How do I know that Hashem gets angry for rega shnemar ki rega ba'apo chayim b'ritzono? That he's ba'apo. He's with his anger for a rega. Or from the following pasuk, chavik kemat rega ad yavor zan. The emas ad yavor zam. Wait for a rega until yavor zam, until the zam is going to be over. So you see that it's over. In a rega, the emas ratach. And when is this moment of his anger? Amar Abaye v'hanach klasroi kamaisa ki chivra karbarto de tarnagola. The first 3 hours of the day, when the comb of the rooster turns white, v'koyachad kara, and it stands on one foot. So you need a pet rooster to be able to tell exactly when that is. Kol shaita v'shaita nami kayach. He says, Gemara, I have a pet rooster, and I look, and it's always standing on one foot and turning white. So that doesn't really help me. So kol shaita ispe shuraiki sumki. Normally it has red streaks, but he shaita lespe shuraiki sumki. But at that rega, at that one moment, it doesn't have the red streaks. There was a tzduki in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shubin Levi. It used to always attack him with all sorts of psukim that he used to express all his misguided ideas. Yeah, and he would ask, what do you say about this? What do you Torah Jews say about this pasuk, that pasuk? Yom echad, one day, shokal tarnagola, vukmei bin kari da'ar sava ayin bay. So one day, Rabbi Shubin Levi, he just had enough of it already. So he took a tarnagola, he took a rooster, and he stood by the foot of his bed, and he started looking. He was waiting. He was waiting when he's going to be standing on one foot, when those red streaks disappear. He's going to wait for that moment. Savar kimata yishaita alati. When that moment comes, I'm going to curse this guy. Kimata yishaita, that moment came, nayim, he fell asleep. So Amr Shmamina Lavarakara Lemevrach. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me fall asleep at that moment, it must be that you're not supposed to curse people just because they're annoying you. Okay. Virachmav al kol ma'asav. Ksiv, it says you should have mercy on all of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy is on all of his creations. Uksiv Gam Enosh Latzadik Lotov. The punishment for a tzaddik is not a good thing. So a tzaddik shouldn't be facilitating bad things to happen to other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on everyone. Tanim Mishmeid Rav Meir B'Shoa Shechama Zarachas V'Kol Malchim Mizrach Umarev Manichim Kisreim B'Rasheim U'Mishtachim L'Chama Miyad Kois HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when the sun shines and all the kings from the east and the west put their crowns on their heads and they bow to the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. He does not. He's not so interested in sun salutations being done by all of the kings. So main point number two, don't try to calm a person when they're angry, and God gets angry for a rega each day. God gets angry for a rega each day. I guess number three would be, don't use the moment of God's anger to hurt bad people. So probably we should combine those two. God gets angry each day, and don't use that moment to hurt bad people. We're not supposed to try to hurt people. Big chiddush. Okay. A third comment of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Where we say there are going to be five today, I think. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yossi. Tova mardus achas b'liba shalodam yoser mikama malkios. Better for a person to suffer some indignity, one humbling experience, more than 100 malkios. Meaning in terms of what gives you a kapara, what's going to actually be mechaper for a person, better to have mardus achas than many malkios. Rav Mordechai Willig once commented that someone had called him on the phone and started yelling at him and berating him and saying all sorts of nasty things to him. And he was so excited, he was so happy to be suffering the indignity because he realized what a great kaparo it was going to be. And his children walked into the room and he was like smiling and dancing. And they're like, what's the other person telling you on the other line? And he's like, yeah, they're yelling at me. And it's like, thank you. Better than kama malkios, the kaparo that one gets from suffering that indignity. Shenemar, v'radfa esma ava, va'amra elchava shuva elisha rishon, kitov li ozmeata. Reish Lakish Amar Yoser Mimea Malkios, more than 100 Malkios. Shenemar Tachas Gaara B'Makan Meakos Ksil Mea. That an indignity for a wise person, for an understanding person, is better than 100 Makos of a fool. So main point number whatever it is, better to be humbled than to get 100 Malkios. Next, fourth statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Shlosh Shadvarim Bikesh Moshe L'vifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasanal. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu asked from Hashem and he gave it to him. Bikesh Shetishra Shechina Al Yisrael V'nasanal. He asked for the Shechina to reside with the Jewish people and he was given that. Shenemar Halo B'lechtecha Imanu. It says when you traveled with us, meaning the Shechina came with the Jewish people. So that was given to him. He requested that the Shechina should not reside with the Ovdei Kochavim, and that was given to him as well. Shenemar v'nefligu aniva amcha, v'neflinu aniva amcha. He wanted, the third thing that he requested was to understand the ways of God, v'nasano, and he was given that. Shenemar, Pasuk says, hodieni nas drachecha, let me know your ways. Amalafan of Ribono Shalolam. Moshe Rabbeinu elaborated on that request. Let me know your ways. What he said was, Master of the Universe, Mipnei ma yesh tzaddik v'tov lo v'yesh tzaddik v'ra lo? Why are there some tzaddikim that have good happen to them and some tzaddikim that bad things happen to? Yesh rasha v'tov lo v'yesh rasha v'ra lo? There are rishonim that have good lives and rishonim that have bad lives. Why does it seem so random? Meaning it's not even that all tzaddikim have bad things and rishonim have good things. It's just that it's random. Some tzaddikim have it good, some have it bad, some rishonim have good, some have bad. Amr lo Moshe tzaddik v'tov lo tzaddik ben tzaddik. A tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben Rasha. Difference is, if you see the tzaddik living a good life, it must be his father was a tzaddik also. If you see him struggling, it must be his father was a Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben tzaddik. Rasha v'tovlo must be his father is a tzaddik. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. Which makes it sound like whether you can experience good things down here depends on who your father was. Whether you can experience good things in the next world depends on who you are. So, Amr mar, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben Russia, Aini, is that really so? Vaksiv poked avon avos albanim uksiv ubanim loyim suel avos, that the children do not die because of the father's sins. Raminer kraya dadi, we ask, but it's a stira because the first pasuk says that Hashem counts the sins of the fathers. He's poked avon avos. He counts the sins of the fathers albanim for the children. And the other pasuk says no, banim loyim suel avos. The children don't die because of the father's sins. So Mishanina, and we answer, Lo kasha, ha kashoch s'maisev v'seim v'yadehem, ha kashoch s'maisev v'seim v'yadehem. If the guy's father was a Russia, and he continues his father's ways, then not only does he have to answer for his own sins, he's going to have to be accountable for his father's sins as well. But if his father was a Russia, and he breaks free from that mode of behavior, and he's a tzaddik, then he's not going to have to answer for his father's sins. So isn't this against what we're saying right now? Didn't we just say that if a person is a tzaddik ben Rasha, he's going to suffer in this world? That was the answer to Hodeni Nasrachecha. But we see from these psukim, it's not so. That if a person breaks free from his father's rishus, that he's going to be okay. Elohi Kamala. You know, this is what he said to him. Meaning, Hashem's answer must have been something else. It must have been Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik Gomor. If you see a Tzadik that's experiencing good things, it must be that he's a Tzadik Gomor, that he's a total Tzadik. Tzadik Ralo, Tzadik She'eno Gomor. And that stands to reason that would be the case, because if he's a tzaddik gomer, there's nothing to punish him for. A tzaddik who's a tzaddik sheino gomer, you understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu may want to punish him for his few averos down here in this world, so that the next world he'll have a clean slate and he'll have a straight ticket. But if he's a tzaddik gomer, there's nothing to punish him for. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha sheino gomer. If a rasha is experiencing good things in this world, it must be he's done a few mitzvahs. He's got something that he's not a total rasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding him. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha gomor. And Rasha v'ralo is a Rasha gomor. Upliga de Rabbi Meir. And all of this is against Rabbi Meir, because all of this assumes that Moshe Rabbeinu got an answer for that third question as well. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Dam Rabbi Meir, shtayim nasin lo, va'achas lo nasin lo. Rabbi Meir understands that two of the requests that he asked for were granted, the third one was not. Shinam Rabbi Chanosi es asher achon, afal pi she'eno hagun. And v'richamti es asher rachem, afal pi she'eno hagun. I will have rachmanos on the people I have rachmanos on, and you'll never understand. Even if they don't deserve it, even if it doesn't, you're never going to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Biyomer lo sucha liros es panai. Tana mishmeid Rav Shuban Karcha, kach om le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe. Kishuratisi lo ratisa. When I wanted to appear to you and show you myself at the Sneh, you weren't interested. You hid your face. Achshav sha'ato rotze, eini rotze. Now you want to see my face? Sorry, I'm not interested right now. Upliga de Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Yom Rav Yonasan. This is against Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Yom Rav Yonasan. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Yom Rav Yonasan. Bischar shalosh zach l'shalosh. See, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Yom Rav Yonasan does not look at Moshe's hiding his face at the Sneh as a bad thing. He's going to look at that as a good thing. That was a positive. Bischar v'yasu Moshe zach l'klast upon him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face, that's why he had this shine on his face. He was zocha. The Chumash tells us that kikara nor panav, that Moshe Rabbeinu had karnei ahod. He had this shine of glory. Why did he get that shine of glory? Because of the tznius he had originally, his humility originally, in not wanting to look directly at the shechina. Bischar kiarei, when it says kiarei, that the schar of that is that he was afraid to look at the shechina zachal of v'yiru migeshes elav. He was zochet to v'yiru migeshes elav. Bischar mehabit, from the schar of mehabit, that he was afraid to look, zochet l'v'tmunas Hashem yabit. He was zochet to be able to see a tmunas Hashem. So you see that these were all, this was a good thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had hidden away. So a couple of main points over here. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu's three requests. That the Shechina sheyesh Shechina be Yisrael, and it was granted. That there won't be a Shechina ba'akum, that was granted. And to understand God, and that's a machlokas if it was granted. Machlokas whether understanding God. If it was granted, what was the answer? Why is there a tzaddik v'ralo sometimes?
Tzaddik ben Rasha,
so two answers: either tzaddik ben Rasha, tzaddik ben tzaddik, or tzaddik gomer, tzaddik she'eno gomer. And then we have machlokas if Moshe was right in turning away from the bush. Machlokas if Moshe was correct in turning away from the burning bush. Vasirosi es kapai v'ri'isa sacharei. That you will see the back of me. Amrav chanabar bizna, amrav shim chasida, melamit shahara kurosh baruch l'moshe kesher shel tvilin. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kesher shel tvilin. What kesher shel tvilin? Hashem wears tvilin? Yeah, we learned that already also. What does it say in Hashem's tvilin? Mi gam chi Yisrael. V'am Rabbi Yochum Yishon Rabbi Yossi, last statement of the day from Rabbi Yochum Yishon Rabbi Yossi. Kol dibur b'dibur shiatzim mipiakarosh baruch l'tova, afilu al tanai lo chazimo. Every dibur that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova, any dibur that Hashem says, any promise Hashem makes for goodness to happen, even if he says it on condition, he's not going to back out. He's not going to undo it. Minalan, how do I know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu. We know it from Moshe Shneamar, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Haraf m'meni gashmidaim." Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Go away from me, so I could destroy these good-for-nothing people, and I'm going to make you into a great nation." Avgav deba Moshe Rachmei aladimilsa ubatla. even though Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven and get God to annul that decree, and therefore the Jewish people survived. Afilu hachi ukma bezare. But still, he made his children a great nation. Shneemar b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer, v'yu b'nei Eliezer, Rechavya Rosh, b'nei Rechavya Rav l'mayla, v'tanya Rav Yosef l'mayla mishishim ribo. That one of his descendants had more than 600,000 descendants, meaning more than the nation at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them, that Hashem was going to destroy. Asir Revia Revia Ksivacha Rav l'mayla Ksivasam, u'b'nei Sol Paru v'yishritzu v'yirbu. So we see that Vayirbu must be a reference to 600,000, so that's how we know that it was 600,000. So the last main point, even if good is promised on a condition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always fulfills it.